Hi, this is Sasami, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. A couple things before we get to our featured guest. What a smooth listen this song provides.
You know I always liked my walking shoes. But you can get a little too fond of the blues. You walk too far, you walk away. Hello, sunshine, won't you stay?
Hello, Sunshine, a new track from Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars release coming out June 14th. Looking forward to that. One of the two times I've been fortunate to see the Boss happened to be on his Pete Seeger tour. I bring that up because Seeger would have turned 100 this week. And as a reminder that this weekend at High Banks Metro Park, it's the 23rd edition of the Central Ohio Folk Festival. A ton of family-friendly events, workshops for serious players, all varieties of folk music, jam sessions, folk dancing, and more. Please listen at the end of the podcast for a special segment of commentary and music from Bill Cohen, detailing all the festivities, most of which are absolutely free. Again, it's Saturday and Sunday at High Banks Metro Park. After you enjoy the festival, I encourage you to go see our featured guest, who performs at the Rumba Cafe Sunday night. Sasami spent years assisting other musicians with their work, but she's released something that's all her own, and it's a sound I think you'll enjoy. Her background and upbringing gives her a fresh look and blending of sounds. She also takes part in the Fast Five, and I sing with her. Well, I guess you can be the judge if that's actually singing, but we had fun, and that's what it's all about. Sasami, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Sasami. I'm from Los Angeles. This is my music journey.
Sasami doesn't have to apologize for releasing her 10-track self-titled debut. She spent the last decade helping other artists make music. Whether adding vocals, playing keyboard, bass, guitar, strings, or horns, Sasami has contributed to studio recordings by Curtis Harding, Vagabond, and Hand Habits, among others. But while on tour with the band Cherry Glazer last year, she began writing songs that would reflect how relationships can shift in a matter of months.
Changes relationship-wise. Like, I was newly single when I first started writing it, and then kind of had multiple half-baked relationships throughout the year of making it, and at the end kind of having this realization that, like, it doesn't really matter what your relationship status is. You just kind of, like, have to be grounded in yourself. And I think the same is, like, true for being a musician, too, because I think part of being a musician is, like, taking a lot of different experiences. And I think because there's so much, like, non-musical political, social, interpersonal stuff you have to deal with as a musician, I think it's easy to lose sight of the fact that it's like truly about music, which is the most special thing. And I think like as long as you're grounded as a musician and grounded as a person, like nothing else really matters. There were many times where I thought, oh, I could maybe work on this more and it could be a better song, but I really wanted to like maintain the integrity of a lot of my original ideas and like kind of in the moment ideas. So that's pretty much everything that's on the record.
The one exception, Not the Time, which transformed in the studio with the help of Sasami's younger brother, Juju.
I wrote all the parts, but on Not the Time, he kind of tweaked some of the chords. And when I originally wrote it, it was kind of like a country song. It was kind of like a Neil Young type country folk song. I was like in Alabama when I wrote it. I was on tour and I was like listening to a lot of like southern music and like folk music. But then we decided to take it in a more like kind of shoegazy rock direction. So when he kind of played that new groove, it totally changed the song. Yeah, I mean, he worked on the production of the album too, so he was a very important person. And also I just trust him and we have really similar tastes. I mean, working with your sibling can be like the best and worst thing ever. So it's lucky to have someone of your own blood that cares.
So
Sasami felt like she had the best of both worlds musically, too, because of her parents.
I grew up in a household where my mother is Korean, so she played a lot of classical music, but my dad is American, so he listened to a lot of classic American rock music, so kind of a mixed background musically. And when I was a kid, my dad used to make, like, mix CDs with, like, Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac on them, so I don't know. Yeah, kind of a mixed background. And then I took piano lessons and started studying French horn in middle school. So yeah, kind of a mixed background between classical stuff and rock stuff. I grew up in LA and I went to an arts high school. So even though I went there to study French horn and play in the orchestra, a lot of my friends are like in rock bands and we went to a lot of shows at the Smell and at the Troubadour. Even though I was always studying classical music, I was always going to shows. So I kind of always have like been one foot in and one foot out of both worlds, which kind of for a long time made me feel super inadequate in both worlds. But I think once I tapped into the fact that it's actually like a superpower to be bilingual between the like written music world and the more free music world, I think it kind of opened up a lot of possibilities for me. I don't know if you know the band Hand Habit. They recently put out an album like March 1st, and the songwriter and the person whose band it is, Megan Duffy, and Meg sent me this demo for a song called Pacify. And I was in San Francisco at Tiny Telephone Studio recording a record with another band. And I was just like, you know, and I had borrowed an acoustic guitar, and I was just like in my car in San Francisco, like at like 8 p.m. on the side of the street. And I was just like, you know what? I just want to write a song. I'm just going to like write a song right now. And I wrote it in like an hour in my car, and then ended up kind of adapting more of like a Sparkle Horse kind of rock vibe to it. But yeah, I wrote that song in my car in San Francisco.
Wow, great. I love how it sort of hits a groove there in the middle, guitar-wise, and mm-hmm. then it just keeps picking up steam toward the end. It's great.
Yeah, I love the outro. It's like one of my favorite parts of the record is the outro of that song. And at the very, very end, I play French horn, like through a space echo, and it kind of builds the cluster chord to the very, very end.
Sasami hinted at a possible return to her classical roots on the next record. For now, she's touring on her guitar-driven debut. Again, she performs at the Rumba Cafe Sunday night. One last bit of fun with Sasami in the Fast Five. I even sing with her. At least that's what I'm telling everybody. Here we go. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
The first song that you can remember hearing that you loved.
Yellow Submarine, The Beatles.
And our friends are all aboard.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like one of those songs that's like a sing-along and it's magical and like somehow everybody, adults and kids, know the words to it. So it kind of feels like one of those cultural bridge songs that like somehow all humans just know that song.
Perfect. The song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
Probably Mystified or any Fleetwood Mac song from Tango in the Night. Even though I wasn't born in the 80s, that album is like so 80s sounding, and it's kind of impossible not to feel like you're in a different era when you're listening to it. I can just kind of picture my aunt, who was like a dance instructor in the 80s, wearing like a super 80s dance outfit, like doing twirls to Fleetwood Mac in the studio.
Okay, sort of along those lines, your go-to song for dancing, or a song that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Oh, man. I was just listening to Peg by Steely Dan, and that is a great song. Do you know that song with, like, the horns?
Oh, yeah. Peg, it will come back to you. Yeah.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better.
Such a good song. That's a dance jammer for sure.
Oh, yes. How about the song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, actually, I used to have like a playlist of songs that I listened to on the treadmill when I used to work out a lot. And there's this one Public Image song called Annalisa. You know the band Pill? Okay, there's this one song. It's like, Annalisa, da-na-na-na-na-na. Annalisa. And by the end, he's just kind of like screaming. He's like, Annalisa, Annalisa. Annalisa. And that song really makes me like run really fast on the treadmill.
Last one, the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Song that lifts me up when I'm feeling down. When I'm 64 by the Beatles is a really sweet song.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean.
I feel like it makes me feel lighthearted, and that's a nostalgic song for me too. I mean, almost any song on Ram makes me feel really happy too.
Hard to disagree with that. My thanks to Sasami for her time, her patience when we lost the phone connection, not once, not twice, but three times, and of course her music. And special thanks to Bill Cohen, who's coming up with all the details on this weekend's Central Ohio Folk Festival. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
Hello, everybody. We are here to tell you about a great event coming up May 4th and 5th. It's the Central Ohio Folk Festival at the High Banks Metro Park. My name's Bill Cohen. I've got a bunch of my musical friends here. The next several minutes, we're going to demonstrate a few of the many aspects of this festival. Most of them are free. You can bring your kids, you can bring your parents, you can bring your dogs because it's in the Metro Park. And it's a great mixture of Mother Nature and folk music, all kinds of folk music. With me right now, Carl Yaffe. I call him the banjo wizard of Ohio. And wait till you hear the sparkle in these songs. Just give you a brief sample of three songs, and then we'll talk about some other things here.
Sisters all over this land.
You probably recognize that from the early 1960s. Peter, Paul, and Mary made it a big hit. And it's just one example of the kind of songs that you'll hear at the Central Ohio Folk Festival. It's going to be the 100th birthday. May is going to be the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger. And he died about 6 years ago. He contributed so much to folk music. His big thing was getting people to sing along. He said, I don't want to be a star. I just want everybody to sing along. It's not only a lot of fun, perhaps it'll bring a little more peace to this world. I think that was his philosophy. Let's do just a little snatch of a song that he made famous. I think he took an old Russian poem and translated it and came up with this. A good example of the folk process, where you're borrowing things from other cultures, you're adding words to fit new times. And this was a ballad, a very serious ballad. I know you'll recognize it. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Oh, yeah. Social messages, social justice, peace. Those are a lot of the themes of some of the folk songs. One more here, and then we'll turn to some other aspects of the festival. This next song, written by a guy named Leadbelly.
Yeah, Hughie Leadbelly.
He was a folk singer. He was a prison inmate at one point, and yet came up with great songs that America was singing a lot of. He did Irene Goodnight, and this song. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Oh, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't take cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton fields back home. Oh yeah, cotton fields. So, all kinds of folk music you're going to hear at the Central Ohio Folk Festival. Bluesy stuff, songs from the British Isles, South African folk songs, songs about prison inmates, songs about slaves, factory workers. There have been so many different kinds of folk music, so many genres, and they're all kind of in the broad set of folk music, and we have a very liberal definition, a very wide definition of folk music. To give you an example of somebody, another kind of folk music, let's bring up Sarah Perry. Sarah started with the Folk Music Society 9 years ago when she was 9 years old, and now here she is, 18, and she's still playing her fiddle. And she wowed us when she was 9 years old, and she gets better and better every year. And she's going to kind of symbolize here the idea that not only do we have banjos and guitars, we got mandolins, we got dulcimers, we got fiddles, and a lot of different ethnic types of folk music, Irish being for one. So, Sarah, what do you got for us?
Well, first one is St. Anne's Reel. Second one, I don't know the name of. Thank you.
Wow. That is something. Sarah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Very good. Very good. So we got Irish music, we got Jamaican music, we got American folk songs, blues, there's a little bit of country in there, some Cajun, all kinds of folk music at the Central Ohio Folk Festival. If you come, you'll see all these tents in the field there at the High Banks Metro Park. One tent is our main stage, and I think Sarah's group, Trellis, is going to be playing an hour-long concert at one of the main stages. So we've got the main stage tent. Then we've got another stage, another tent for young performers. We got the Suzuki violin, 10 or 20 or more Suzuki violin players, like 8 and 10 and 12 years old. They are charming. All sorts of different acts on that stage with a focus on young people. Then we've got another stage, a small stage in tent. We call it the acoustic stage, although a lot of this music is acoustic. That's something we haven't had before, but we wanted to have still another venue for people to play on. Then there's another area where we're going to have folk dancing. So they've got Israeli folk dancing, British folk dancing, a little contra dancing, like almost like square dancing. And you'll be able to not just watch these groups, but some of them will say, hey, come on up on stage and dance with us. And even if you don't know how to do the dance, they'll show you and they'll get you into the circle. Then there's even another tent where there is going to be jamming going on, led by different jam groups. One, I think there's a ukulele. There's one group that's going to have like 10 ukuleles, and they're going to be jamming. There's going to be a bluegrass group jamming, and other groups leading the jam. So that's a lot of fun. So we got all these things going on at the same time. It's almost hard to figure out. If you go to the festival, you go, there's three different things I want to do at the same time. It's almost hard to figure out exactly what to do. Let me call up somebody else now. Andy Beyer is going to show yet another. He's going to demonstrate two things here. First, we were talking about all the different instruments that are in the folk tradition. Dulcimer is one of them. It's a more unusual instrument. Some people have never seen dulcimers, but you'll see a lot of them at this festival. And he's also going to demonstrate another genre of the folk tradition, which is sea shanties. So, Andy.
And I didn't bring my crew with me, so we need help with the sea shanties.
You need help right here?
Right here.
Bill Cohen. What if I don't know the song?
You'll know the song by the end.
You'll pick it up. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll try.
We're going to do South Australia, and the chorus goes, heave away, haul away. That's the first chorus. Second chorus is, we're bound for South Australia. Got it?
Got it.
You got it?
These are the kind of songs that sailors would sing like 100 years ago when they were pulling the ropes and hoisting the sails.
It's because it gets to be quite a mess if you're not coordinated. So this is the type of thing.
This would help them do their work. They would mm-hmm. they would pull to the beat or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
And so, South Australia, I was born, heave away, haul away. South Australia, round Cape Horn, we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. As I walked out one morning fair, heave away, haul away, 'cause there I met Miss Nancy Blair, we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away, haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
Beautiful. And we didn't even have to do any work by hoisting the sails. We could just sing the songs and have a good time.
Okay, now I've got to kick Carl off of the stool.
Okay, yeah, let's get that stool over here, and you can that'll help you sit down and play the dulcimer. This is what's this? This is called the mountain dulcimer?
This is technically it's a fretted zither.
Fretted zither. You learn something new every time you go to any of these folk music events. What this is, because this is not a dulcimer.
Well, it is a dulcimer.
Oh, it is. Okay, but it's also a fretted zither.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's sometimes called a mountain dulcimer, sometimes called a Appalachian dulcimer. Yes. Has lots of names.
And just three strings.
Although
Some of them have six strings. Some of them have four strings. The people that build things in Indiana usually do a five string. They have a doubled melody and a doubled bass. And sitting up on a high chair is a bit much. The king, three roguish chaps fell into mishaps because they could not sing, because they could not sing, oh, because they could not sing. Three roguish chaps fell into mishaps because they could not sing. First one was a miller, the second one was a weaver, third one was a little tailor, three roguish chaps together. And they got into all kinds of trouble. But the moral of the story is, the miller was drowned in his dam, and the weaver got hung in his yarn, and the little tailor that ran away, broadcloth under his arm, broadcloth under his arm, oh, the broadcloth under his arm. The devil clapped his claws on the little tailor with the broadcloth under his arm.
Beautiful. Sea Shanties and the Dulcimer. Andy Beyer. Andy, you're gonna lead a workshop in...
I'm going to lead two workshops.
Two workshops.
One on the Dulcimer and the other on Sea Shanties. The one on the Dulcimer is going to be come and see, because I'm going to bring extra dulcimers with me. So all you got to do is want to play the dulcimer if you've been dying to play the dulcimer.
Wow. That is something, yeah, there's a lot of education that goes on here, and especially if you bring the kids or grandkids, they might get introduced to something here that they've never seen before. Let's see. We're going to have workshops. Now, the workshops cost $10, you can go to three, four, or five workshops on Saturday, and for another $10, you can go to three, four, or five workshops, I forget what it is, on Sunday. But almost everything else at the festival is free. Almost everything else. Like all these different concert stages and the folk dancing and the jamming and so forth. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let me just tell you about some of these workshops that are going to be going on. Just read some of the titles here. How to Write a Darn Good Irish Tune. That's going to be one of the workshops. And you know who's leading that workshop? Sarah Perry, who you just heard, and
yay!
she knows her Irish tunes. Songwriting, if you're into songwriting. Getting started with the ukulele. Somebody doing Scottish songs. Somebody who can talk to you about stage presence and stage presentation, how to be on stage if you're a performer. Somebody teaching about the whistle, the flute, and the recorder. So, you know, these workshops you can go to and you can just listen. And I'm sure there's going to be music during those workshops, but also some interesting talk about whatever it is the topic is. Old-time tunes from the Civil War, somebody's doing. Beginner's Irish Fiddle. That's another one Sarah Perry's doing. Wow. Polish Your Performance. Bluegrass banjo, ham bone, that's where you do this rhythm instrument thing just with your hands. That's an old American tradition, folk harp. Intro to Mountain Dulcimer, hey, with Andy Beyer. So anyway, those are the workshops, just dozens and dozens of workshops you can go to, and the price is very reasonable at the Central Ohio Folk Festival, May 4th and 5th at the High Banks Metro Park. Okay. You can go to our website. Carl, remind me. Yes, go to our website, columbusfolkmusicsociety.org, and you can find all the details about the festival, the special concert. So again, there's three things that cost money, but you don't need to go to any of those three things if you don't want. The Saturday night concert costs some money, the guitar making workshop costs a little money, and the workshops. But everything else at the Central Ohio Folk Festival is free. The concerts during the day, the folk dancing, the jamming, that'll be going on. There's a special area just for kids. So not only are they going to be able to do arts and crafts and make little drums and headbands out of oatmeal boxes and ribbon and whatever and have a great time, not only that, they've got, there's that instrument petting zoo we showed you earlier. That's free. And also there's going to be a little tent in that children's area where there are going to be entertainers doing just stuff for kids. So I want to thank all of my musical friends who helped us tell the story today. And let's bring Carl up for one last song. We often end our sing-alongs with this kind of a song written by Woody Guthrie back in the 1940s. And we'll just do one verse for you, but y'all tuned up?
Close enough.
Again, come on out. May 4th, May 5th, the Central Ohio Folk Festival. You can search that on the internet and get all the details or go to our website. We hope to see you there. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Highland, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land.